Hypocrisy. One of the early wars fought by Muslims is Al-Azab, which has several distinctive features, but it became famous due to a new war strategy of Trench al-Khandaq, which was the brainchild of Salman Farsi, R.A. Salman Farsi, a Persian by descent, freed himself from an artificially imposed slavery of a Jew and devoted his life to Islam. He observed this strategy being practiced by Persians. When he broached this idea to the Prophet, PBUH, he accepted it since it would protect Muslims from out of Medina massive attack. The trench dug at the entrance to Medina at the time of Al-Ahab war was about 3.5 miles long, about 6 feet deep and 6 feet wide, and completed in just 6 days. Prophet Muhammad, PBUH, practically participated in digging this trench. This war was fought in lashing winter and financially straitened conditions. Most of the Sahaba, including Prophet, went hungry for days. The total number of fighters was 3,000 with only 36 horses. Opposing army was a coalition of several Jewish, Meccan, Quraysh, tribes, some of which are Aslam, Ashia, Banu Murrah, Banu Kanana, Fazara and Gitan, consisting of 12,000 to 15,000 well-equipped men, more than 300 horses and 1,000 camels. One of the tribes of Medina, Bani Qurayza, who had a peace treaty with the Muslims, also broke off and joined the enemy forces. This multiplied the danger from within and without Medina. The coalition was formed in the hope of eliminating the new religion once for all. In the course of digging the trench, a huge glossy rock impeded the process and the matter was referred to Prophet. Prophet came to the site and took the matter in his own hands and struck the rock, reciting a short verse of Quran, Surah Al-An'am 6, v. 115, meaning, "And the word of your Lord is perfect in truth and justice, none is there to change his words." Prophet struck the rock 3 times and each time 1/3 of it broke off. Some of the Sahaba, companions, R.A., observed a gleaming light emerging from it at all 3 occasions. Upon inquiring, Prophet explained that in the first light I was shown the cities of Yemen and those of Cyrus, and in the second I was shown the red palaces of Byzantine. Thereupon Archangel Jibril, R.A., gave me the good news that your Ummah, nation/community, will conquer them. Hearing this, Muslims felt at peace and assured of their successes in the times to come. Muslims may recite this surah while undertaking some difficult task. Upon hearing this prediction, hypocrites, who were with Muslims just to keep their cover and half-heartedly involved in digging the trench, started taunting Muslims by asking, "Do you really believe what Prophet has said? Look at you all. Who are digging this trench so overwhelmed that can't even take care of personal needs? Do you really believe you will be the conqueror of the kingdoms of Byzantine and Persia as promised?" This is what is expressed in Surah Al-Azab, 33:12, and those having malady in their hearts were saying, "Allah and His Prophet did not promise us but deceitfully." The time was so critical for Muslims that the whole faith was at stake. Strenuous and strained circumstances, fear of enemy massive attack from within and without. On top of it, all hypocrites were trying to plant the doubts in their minds. Had it worked, would have been immensely devastating and most probably changed the course of Muslim history. By the grace of Allah, however, it was braved by righteous Muslims with absolute belief in Allah and His Prophet. Exemplary immutability of true believers was displayed. Trench proved to be very effective in holding back the enemy fighters for a significant period of time. In this period, some tactical and diplomatic initiatives were undertaken and desired results achieved. This war was won with flying colors by the will and grace of Allah. Eventually, the prediction also came true and Sahaba, R.A., witnessed the conquest of Byzantine and Persia firsthand. The hypocrisy of the hypocrites stood exposed. https://shakir2.wordpress.com/2015/04/29/hypocrisy/